Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
So Maui is taking a look at the way it governs itself, huh?
Right. You might remember that we began to talk about that late last fall. And you might ask yourself this question: what is the most effective form of civic government? Now, the answer, of course, may depend on who you ask. And right now, as we mentioned, Maui County is doing the asking. Last December, we talked about the formation of a special committee to consider whether Maui County should move to a council manager system. With six meetings already under its belt, the committee will again meet this Thursday. Members are expecting to hear more public testimony, but first this morning, we're going to hear from the chair of the Special Committee on County Governance, Tony Takitani, who joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just to backtrack just a bit, what precipitated the question of whether Maui County should change its form of government?
I think that's a very important question, but I think primarily our county council and our mayor are not getting along very well, and it seems to have risen to a different level.
When did you notice at that point or that split was going to take you off in this other direction to potentially look at a different form of government altogether?
I think shortly before I was appointed to this governance committee, there was some coverage in the newspaper that they were actually going to create one, and there seemed to be a little bit of a rush to do it. So I put my name in the hat, and here we are.
When you say here we are, where exactly do you think we are?
We've had approximately six public meetings, five or six, I'm not certain. We've studied the issue. We've taken quite a bit of testimony, primarily most of the same people, but we're expecting, it's the first time Thursday night that we're having a public hearing after hours. So we're having one more open public hearing, and it's pretty open. You can pretty much say anything you want to say. Our charge to the committee is kind of focused. The council, in their resolution that created this committee, asked us to consider whether establishing a county manager form of government for the county of Maui would improve management and operation of the county government. That is basically the question. But we've allowed testimony or people to just basically speak their piece as to any form of county government.
Sort of getting a lot of what they have to say off their chest?
It could be, yeah. Could very well be that.
And before, when you mentioned after hours, you're talking about after a work day so that maybe it might be open to more people to get something off their chest.
That's correct.
Okay, so just to draw those very clear distinctions between a council manager situation and what is existing now, the council mayoral system, what are the key differences in terms of how it operates, except that you have that now someone who acts like a city CEO if you go to the manager system?
I think the main thing that we're dealing with here is right now we have a mayor that is elected by the people. What is being looked at or considered is a system in which the county council or some other method, but I haven't, there could be any type of method you can use, but I haven't heard any other method other than the county council selects the CEO or county manager. And the county manager then selects the department heads.
Of all of the testimony that you've heard so far, all the conversation on this, is the split pretty deep, or is there sort of more coalescence on one side or the other?
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of testimony right now. We're trying to allow more time and using different hours to get more people involved in giving testimony. But it's been pretty weighted toward the county manager side.
Except if you talk to the mayor.
Well, if you talk to the mayor and a couple of other people that have testified on the other way. I think the former mayor, Charmaine Tavares, also testified that maybe there's some other tweaks that should be considered rather than making a big change like this at this time.
So what would those tweaks be?
I think she mentioned things like changing the qualifications of the managing director. She mentioned using the budgeting power of the county council a little smarter. I think there was one other thing that she mentioned, but it escapes me right now.
as you're going to have this next meeting with the first opportunity for a lot of people perhaps to be able to go and find out more about this, is there a sense that there is a building momentum toward this kind of move as opposed to just tweaking what the system is right now?
I not really. I think there's testimony. There's been a consistent small group of people that have been testifying, and we're hoping that more people will come out.
But this isn't something that so far you'd say is a major movement.
I would not categorize it in that way.
You've got a deadline, though, of what, June 1st coming up?
Something like, I think it's August.
Well, so you still have some time is the point.
We do have some time, but we'll try to use it in a smart way. We're doing some studies. We're looking at studies that have already been done.
And there have been quite a few.
And there have been quite a few. And you know, one of the proponents of this change are really pushing that, you know, it's supposed to take some politics out of this. There's a continuity in the administration. There's a professionalism. And yet some of the studies show that you don't really remove any politics from it. There's not necessarily any evidence, and there's decades of studies that have showed that there's not any real evidence that shows one type of form is better than the other type. And the one downside I would say to this is that voter turnout drops.
Which is one of the issues that you're also facing now, as is most of the state. But the bottom line question to what you've just said seems to be, well, can you really take politics out of the situation?
Good question. I other than picking somebody's name out of the hat, I don't see how you do that. You know, when you have the county council electing the manager, you still have 9 elected people who still have to run campaigns, who still have to raise funds, and so I'm not certain that it exactly does that either.
Which seems to be the point in considering this. How many communities across the nation actually have a council manager situation as opposed to?
There are many, but none quite like Maui County would be my guess. In some of the studies, I haven't seen anybody quite like us with 3 islands and such a diverse type of community that I know of.
That would be kind of impossible.
Kind of impossible.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll see how this meeting goes and if there's a lot of folks who turn out to testify.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha. Tony Takitani is the chair of the Special Committee on County Governance. The Maui meeting to hear testimony on what form of civic government Maui County wants will happen on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the UH Maui College.